panel meter of power consumption / consumption of electricity type PO6S20 and PO6S100. I received the above two power energy meters for testing. They are identical in appearance. The only difference is the transformer attached to the stronger version. The dimensions of the module are 85 by 47 millimeters, part recessed into the housing. Depth, 24 millimeters. The front panel dimensions are 90 by 55 millimeters, and the display, 55 by 30 millimeters. The weaker version, 20A, 4.4 kilowatts, is equipped with a measuring shunt with a resistance of 3 milliohms, while the more powerful version, 100A, 22 kilowatts, has an external current transformer with a ratio of 2,000 to 1, or if you prefer, 50A, 25 milliamps, type DL, CT10CL. The transformer itself, according to the manufacturer, is adapted to measure the current with an intensity not exceeding 150A. The power consumption of the meter is below 1 watt. The meter is equipped with one button with which we can turn on or turn off the backlight, set the power overload alarm, and reset the energy meter. The function is selected by holding the button for various times. However, there is no need to worry, as the time differences are so long that the risk of accidentally erasing the energy meter is negligible. It is worth mentioning that the meter maintains its indications after disconnecting the power supply. However, it does not retain the screen backlight status. Each time after a power failure, it starts with the backlight on. In the box, in addition to the meter, and if necessary, a transformer, we find a modest instruction manual, printed on a sheet of more or less A6 size. There is an English version on one side of the page and a Chinese version on the other. Both meters are based on the same PCB, differing only in the configuration of the resistors. In the 20A version, these are two 6 milliohm resistors, size 2512, connected in parallel, forming the measuring shunt. And in the 100A version, equipped with a transformer, it is a 1 ohm resistor, size 0603, with a maximum current of 20A. A voltage of 60 millivolts will be created on the shunt, which will give 0.6 watts per resistor. Resistors of this size can dissipate 1 watt. In the version with a transformer, at a maximum current of 100A, a current of 50 milliamps will flow through the shunt, which will correspond to a voltage drop of 50 millivolts and a power of 2.5 milliwatts. Which the 0603 resistor should easily handle. The heart of the system is a specialized HT5019 microcontroller. It is a dedicated system for building single-phase power meters based on the M0 kernel with 128 kilobytes of flash memory. The second chip present on the board, VK1621B, is the LCD driver, 32x4. The electronics are powered by a primitive transformerless power supply made of a capacitor and a resistor. There is no protection whatsoever for this power supply, not counting the resistor. I also suggest removing the board from the housing and cleaning it, because in both meters, I found flux residues, mainly from the display side, and what's worse, droplets of solder. View after removing the back cover. The connection of both modules is very simple. They are equipped with a solid screw connection, the two terminals of which, labeled L and N, are used to connect the power supply. In the 20A version, the receiver is connected between the L terminal and the 1 terminal. The shunt is on the N wire. In the case of the version with a transformer, connected to terminals 1 and 2, the direction of installing the transformer on the wire is important. There is an arrow on it, which should point in the direction of 0, L, to N. The opposite assumption will result in the lack of indications of active power and power factor. The workmanship of the meters is not overly solid, but the casing does not seem to fall apart in your hands. Unfortunately, it is impossible to talk about any water dust resistance of this meter. The button, which is a micro switch protruding through the hole in the housing, without any key cover, also hurts a bit. Another issue is the lack of the CE mark. It seems to be irrelevant, but without this mark, the product cannot.